that at the same time there's an issa to eat chametz, that's the same time you're not supposed to have chametz in your rishus already. And everybody knows you can't eat chametz already at the beginning of Leil of Pesach. The beginning of Pesach by night, you can't eat chametz. So since that's the zman not to eat chametz, pshita pshita, you have to get rid of the chametz also before the night of Erev Pesach. So I don't need the pasuk ach b'yom rishon to tell me that the night of Pesach you have to get rid of the chametz. Pshita, you have to get rid of the chametz like before the night of Pesach, because there's a iskush, it's a hekush, it's learn out one from the other. Hashbisos asor, the inyan, the mitzvah to destroy the sor, tashbisu liachilas chametz, from the inyan the lav not to eat chametz. And viachilas chametz, how do we know viachilas chametz? How do we know when the lav of not to eat chametz starts? Liachilas matzah. We learn it out from when the mitzvah says to eating matzah is. Now, where's all these hekushes one to the other? Hashbisos asor liachilas chametz. That the Torah is totally the same time to get rid of the chametz, hashbasos asor, get rid of the chametz, is the same time when there's nalav not to eat chametz, lachilus chametz. How do we know that? The Sif, because the Pasuk says, Shivas yomim sor lo yimotzi bevatechem. For 7 days do not have chametz in your rishus. This is the lav not to have lo yimotzi, don't have any chametz in your rishus. You have to get rid of it before Pesach. Why the Pasuk says, Ki chol oikha machmetzes v'nichrasor. Whoever eats the chametz gets cursed. So in the same pasuk that says you should not have the chametz in your rishus, lo yimotzei, says if you eat the chametz, you get karas. So mashmas the hekesh, we learn out one from the other, that the same time that you're not allowed to eat the chametz, at that time also you have to have the chametz out of your rishus. Now, when is the time when you're not allowed to eat chametz? The achilas chametz, l'achilas matzah. The Torah also learns out the time that you're not allowed to eat chametz from the time you're supposed to eat the matzah. Tichsid, because the pasuk says, Kol machmetzes lo yisachelu b'chol mashmaseichim. Don't eat chametz. Kol machmetzes lo yisachelu. Kol machmetzes lo yisachelu. B'chol mashmaseichim teich lo matzes. And in all your mashmaseichim, in all the places that you're living, you should eat matzah. So in the same passage that it says, don't eat chametz, it says, eat matzah. Now, when is the mitzvah to eat matzah? Uchsiv bei the matzah. The Torah says clearly, by the mitzvah says, if eating matzah, for erev teich lo matzes. The Torah says clearly, the mitzvah says to eat matzah is by night. So, Mela, since this man to eat the matzah is the night leil of Pesach, so that's the time when you're not allowed to eat chametz anymore. As soon as it comes the night of Pesach, you're not allowed to eat chametz anymore. And we have the first hekesh, that's this man of Shivas Yomim Sorlo Yimotzim Vatechem. The 7 days don't have any chametz in your rishus. We learn now not to have chametz from the posig of not eating chametz, which is the same zman of eating the matzah, which is Leil Pesach. So pshita, the night of Pesach, you're not allowed to have chametz in your rishus. So b'zoi, if we know that from the first posig, Shivas Yomim, Solo Yimotzim Vatechem, what do I need the second posig for? Ach B'yem Rishon for? Elamai, the second posig, Ach B'yem Rishon, is telling me, even on Erev Pesach, even Erev Pesach also, you're not allowed to eat chametz. Maybe it's coming to tell me not only on a chatzos, half the day of Pesach, maybe the rabbis leil yudal lebir, that you have to midiraisa, so you have to get rid of your chametz already, maybe the ninth of Erev Pesach. And tomorrow v'yaintziv, the pasuk says, ach b'yayim arishin, mashmoni, by the daytime there's a chiyah to get rid of the chametz. But the night of Orl Arbosim midiraisa, you are allowed to have chametz in your rishus. Good, it says b'yayim. So you're telling me now it's true. B'yayim arishin means Erev Pesach. On Erev Pesach there's a time that you're not allowed to have chametz in your shus. But maybe mitzafra, maybe it means right away in the morning. As soon as it comes Elos HaShachar, Erev Pesach, it's also to have chametz in your shus. Maybe you have to get rid of the chametz before Elos HaShachar. How do we know punk to say up until chatzos is mutter, after chatzos is offer? And if the Gemara, the maskana is, the posuk says ach. It says ach b'yayim arishin. And the klal is ach cholik. Ach is a limud, it's a cholik, it divides it in here. Rashi, ach cholik, ach in barakim miyutim. It's like a miyut. Alma mixas hayoy mutar, or mixas hay osir. Only half the day is osir not to have chametz. And mixas is mutar. So meila umayata yeshkonu lechalik chetzil lisim chetzil heter. Now it's what to say, divide the mamash in here. Up until chatzais, it's mutar to have chametz in your mishus. Mashayki mechatzais v'eloch, that's when it's a chiyav not to have chametz in your mishus anymore. That's like the pshat midiraisa. We know that from after chatzos and erev Pesach, it's also to have chametz in yeshus. From this pasuk, ach b'yom rishon tashbitzu som mibateichem. Yeah, all right, stop here.
You're holding daf hey. You're daf hey yom aleph. Again, in the middle of the Shaila, how do we know that beer chometz, you're not allowed to have chometz in your shoes on Erev Pesach from Chatzais V'yelech? How do we know that midiraisa? So far, one pasuk was from the pasuk of Ach. Says Ach b'yom rishon tashbisu. Ach means half a day, yes, half a day, no. And b'yom rishon goes on Erev Yom Tov. That's how we know Erev Yom Tov from Chatzais V'yelech. It's also to have chometz in your rishus. Now we're up to the Gemara says another reason. Rabbi Yishmael says another reason. We found another place in the Torah that the word Yudalid applies to, that Yudalid means Erev Pesach is called Rishon. Like here the Pasuk says, Ach b'yom harishon tashbisu some b'teichem. On the first day you should get rid of your chometz. Now what does the first day mean? So he says, I have another raya, the first day here means Erev Pesach Yudalid. Shenema, the Pasuk also in Shemai says, Barishon barbos yom lachodesh is b'erev toichlo matzah, the Pasuk says. So Barishon, the beginning, what does Barishon mean? Barboso. So Sarai, when the Torah says Rishon, it means the 14th day of Nisan, Erev Pesach. So the Pasuk before says, Ach b'yom Rishon tashbisu, when do we have to get rid of the chometz? It means on Erev Pesach. Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak Omar, Rishon d'mikor mashma. The word Rishon means from before. It was Ach b'yom harishon tashbisu means get rid of the chometz. B'yom harishon doesn't mean the first day Pesach, but rishon means a day from before. Before Pesach starts, on Erev Pesach, get rid of the chometz. Rishon means the mikara mashma. The Yom HaKroah, the Pasuk says in Iyov, harishon odom tivoli. That, like, are you created first before Adam harishon? So it's a lashon, harishon odom tivoli. Are you created from before? So rishon always means from before. So B'yom HaRishon means the day before Pesach, on Erev Pesach you should make the Bir Chometz. When on Erev Pesach? That we have to come on to L'chur Ach. Since the Pasuk says Ach B'yom HaRishon, Ach is like a choluk. We divide the day in half. The first half of Erev Pesach, Midiraisa, you're allowed to have Chometz in your shoes. It's only from Chatzai Smelech that it's awesome. Fred Gemara, if you tell me now the word Rishon, HaRishon, always means from before, Ela Meyata, the Pasuk says by Sukkis, it says, take an esrig and a luluv, b'yom rishon of sukkis. His hachinami here also, you're going to tell me, rishon de mikara mashma, that rishon means from before. In other words, before sukkis, that's when you have to start taking the luluv, and we know that's not emes. We take the luluv on the first day sukkis. And the Gemara Shani also, my sukkis is different. The Pasuk says, usmachtem lefnei Hashem lokechem shivas yomim. The end of this pasuk, ulakachtem lachem b'yom rishon, it says you should be happy in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu for 7 days. So ma shvi lechag, just as the 7 days means the 7 days of Sukkot itself. Af rishon lechag, when it says lakachtem lachem b'yom rishon, has to mean the first day of Sukkot. The first day of Sukkot, you have to take the lulav. So here it has to mean the first day; it can't mean before. But by Yos, when the Pasuk says, Ach, b'yom harishon, tashbisu, maybe that, like we're saying, that means Erev Pesach. The day before Pesach, that's the time when to make a ashposa, destroy your chametz. Fred Gemara, hochinami, tshver, no, by Sukkot, by Pesach also with tshver. Hochinami, ksiv, Ach, b'yom harishon, tashbisu, but then the Pasuk says, Shivas yomim, matzah is techelu. For 7 days you should eat matzah. So, l'chur, just like the 7 days means Pesach itself, so the Chur B'yom HaRishon should also mean the first day of Pesach. So the Gemara, no, Im Kaim, if that's the fact, that Ach B'yom HaRishon means the first day of Pesach, Nichtav Chura Rishon. The Torah just should have said the word Rishon. Ach B'yom Rishon Tashbisu. And that would mean the first day of Pesach. Hor Rishon Lomali. Why does it have to say the word Ach B'yom Hor Rishon the Hei? Ishmamina L'Kri Amorin. Since it says an extra hey, it's a raya here, the word horishon means the day before Pesach, on Erev Pesach. On Erev Pesach, that's when you have to make the ashposa to get rid of your chometz. Fret Yomari Yochi, if that's so, that the reason why it means the day before is because it says the hey, hosam nami, by Sukkot also, the Pasuk says, ulakachtem lochem bayoim horishon, it says the hey. So the Yomari Yochi, hosam nami, horishon, it says also horishon. So Bezoi Harishon should mean the day before Sukkot. And that's not true. We know you only have to take the lulav on the first day of Sukkot. So you see, even though the Pasuk says Harishon, it doesn't always mean before the Yom Tov, but it means the first day of Yom Tov. So we have a kasha, maybe by Tashbisu also. When the Torah says, Ach, b'yom arish and tashbisu, maybe it means on the first day of Pesach, make the ashbosa get rid of it. How do we know it means erev Pesach? The Mo'ihoch yosem nami arishim lomali. V'su, another kasher is, hosom d'chsiv, another posik says, b'yom harishon, shabosin, u b'yom hashmini shabosin. Says by Sukkis, the first day is a yomtiv, and the eighth day of Sukkis is a yomtiv. Is Eimot, maybe we'll say here, Rishon Dimikorah Mashma, that the Yom Tov of the first day of Sukkot means before the eighth day. In other words, there should be nine days in between. They'll tell me the eighth day is Shmini Atzeres, but it doesn't mean B'yom Rishon, the first day is Yom Tov, the first of the 8 days. It means the day before that. And that's not true. We know Sukkot is only 8 days. For the Gemara Eimot, Rishon Dimikorah Mashma. And the Gemara Shani Yosem, that can't be. The Yom HaKro, the Pesach says clearly, Uvayoyim HaShmini Shabosin. Says on the 8th day, Shmini Atzeres is Yom Tov. Now, Ma Shmini Shmini Dechag, just like the 8th day Shmini Atzeres for sure means the 8th day of Sukkis, is Af Rishon, Rishon Dechag. Here also, the word Rishon has to mean the first day of Sukkis. So in this Pesach, even though it says HaRishon, it for sure means the first day of Sukkis. Ach B'yom Rishon Dechag. Abizoy HaRishon Lomeli. Why does it say the word here Harishon for? Just should have said B'yom Rishon. Why does it say B'yom Harishon? If we're dashing from the hay, so why does the pasuk here say an extra hay? Have the Gemara Lamute Cholos Shemoyed. Here I need it to tell me that the Issa Shvisa, not to do Malacha, is only the first and eighth day of Sukkis, but in between is called Cholos Shemoyed, that you're allowed to do Malacha. For the Gemara Cholos Shemoyed, Me Rishon Ashmini Nafka. I don't need an extra hay from the word Harishon. No, from the Mashmoyes HaPosik. The Posik says clearly, which day is Shavas, is an Issa Melacha like a Yomtif? Only the first day, and Shmini Atzeres. So it says clearly, in between is not a Yomtif. Now the Gemara, no, Itzvich, I still need a Posik, HaRishon, to tell me, only the first and not Chol HaShemoyed. Why? I would think, Hoyo the Kosa Rachmonim. Uvayoyim HaShmini. The Posik says an extra Vav here. It doesn't say Bayoyim HaShmini. It says Uvayoyim HaShmini. It says Bayoyim HaRishon Shabosin. Uvayoyim HaShmini Shabosin. Why does it say an extra Vav? So I would think maybe Vav Moisef Alinyan Rishon. Since it says an extra Vav, it's like adding on to the first days. It means that it include the Afilo B'Cholos Shemoyed. Even Cholos Shemoyed also has an Issa Melachom Midiraisa like a regular Yomtif. That's what I would think. Kamash Malon. That's why the Pasuk says an extra hey, HaRishon. Pasuk says, Bayoyim HaRishon, to tell us, only the first day is Yom Tov, and not Chol HaShemoyed. But for the Gemara, it's also Shver, though. V'lelichtav Rachmon, eloi vav, eloi hey, still abisim odnum. You're telling me now, the Pasuk would have just said, Bayoyim Rishon Shabosin, Bayoyim Shmini Shabosin, I would know. Only the first day of Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres is a Yom Tov. In between is Chol HaShemoyed. Now, since the Pasuk says an extra vav, uvayoyim, that's what's a shver to us. Why does it say uvayoyim? That I would think maybe Chol HaMoed. Therefore, I need the word vayoyim harishon, the extra hey, to tell me no, it doesn't mean Chol HaShemoed. So don't say the vav and don't say the hey. If it wouldn't have said the vav, I don't need the hey. And I would know what we're talking about. That vayoyim harishon and vayoyim hashemini means the first day of Sukkot and the eighth day of Sukkot. So something is extra. So still shver the word harishon. We still have another kasha. Hosom dechsev, another pasuk says, Bayoyim harishon, mikra kodesh yilachem, is you want to tell me rishon de mikra mashma, that rishon shemit from before, that avada there, it means the first day is yomtiv. It doesn't mean from before is yomtiv. So the Mora Elo, the pshat is like this, we're still sticking to what we're saying, that here by Pesach, the pasuk says, ach, bayoyim harishon tashpisu, what is bayoyim harishon? It doesn't mean the first day of Pesach, you have to make beer chametz. Now, like we do, it means Erev Pesach. And Ach B'yom Rishon means on Erev Pesach, Ach is Cholik. The first half of the day, Midiraisa, you're allowed to have chametz. And from Chatzai Sviyelech, it's also Midiraisa. That's because the word HaRishon means Meikara. Over here, these three HaRishons here by Sukkis and by Pesach mean something else. Elahani Shleish HaRishon Miborda Likertona the very Rabbi Shmuel. The reason why the Pasuk says these three Rishons is not really to teach us what they were talking about, but it's a special limud. It's like the noun of Rishon. Like Rashi says, Ela mahani shleish Rishon nechsib b'mikra kodesh to Pesach, or mikra kodesh to Sukkis, or mitzvah smuliv, loy toysel Rav Nachman. Don't ask any questions on these. Tahani Rishon nechsib bu, lav l'mashmu sayu kosi. It's not coming us to tell us the halachas of that day. El shema bi'almahu. The Torah is just calling, Sukkot is called Rishon. Pesach is called Rishon. The Nikro Rishon is called Rishon. What's Magay? Why do I care if it's called Rishon or not? Like the Tana of Rabbi Shmuel. Like the Tana of Rabbi Shmuel says, like the Gemara says, Look at the Tana of Rabbi Shmuel. The Tana of Rabbi Shmuel. Bishar Shloisha Rishon. Bishar three mitzvahs that we do. That the Pesach calls it Rishon. Is Zocho Lishloisha Rishon. We're Zoycha for three other things that has the word Rishon in it. What are we Zoycha to? Lahachris Zhawar Shalesov. We're zeicha to get rid of Esav. Levinyan Beis Hamikdash. We'll be zeicha to Levinyan Beis Hamikdash. Or Lushmai Shal Mashiach. We'll be zeicha b'schar that we do these Yom Tovim. Hey, Sukkot and Pesach. We're Mekayim. We'll be zeicha for these three things that also says the word Rishon. Like Rashi says, B'schar Gibur Rishon means Shrisa Soregel the Pesach. B'schar that we're Mekayim Mitzvahs of Pesach. Or Shrisa Soregel the Chag. And the fact that we're Mekayim that we don't do Malach on Sukkot. Or Natilas Lulav. And the fact that we do the mitzvah of taking lulav, shenikro rishonim, these three mitzvahs have the word rishon on it, is zochel l'shleishu rishon. Vizchar doing these three mitzvahs that says the word rishon will be zochel for another three things that the pasuk also says the word rishon by them. What's the raya of tomorrow? Lahachris zara shel esav will be zochel to win over esav. Tichsiv the pasuk says vayetzei harishon admai nikula kaderesayim. So you see, it calls Esav Harishon. So Bishar doing the mitzvah of Pesach will be zeicha to go keneged Esav. Or the Binyan Beis Hamikdash, the Chsiv, Kisei Kovoid Moroim, Merishoin Mikoy Mikdashenu. So you see also, it says the word Merishoin by talking about the Beis Hamikdash. So Bishar keeping mitzvah Sukkis will be zeicha for the Beis Hamikdash. Agav, it's a raya that we always say that Sukkis, we always say, Arachim or Yochum Lonu, as Sukkis Dovah Hanafolis, that Sukkis in Rumah to the Beis HaMikdash, like it's saying here, Peschar will keep in the Yom Tov of Sukkis, will be Zeicha to see the Beis HaMikdash. Or the Shmai Shal Mashiach, right, says with the Schus of Lulav, will be Zeicha to see Mashiach. The Echsev, it says by the Mashiach, Rishon Litzion Hina Hinam. So it says the word Rishon by Mashiach, so Peschar will be Mekayim the Inyan of Lulav. That the Torah also says, L'kachtam L'chem B'yayim HaRishon, Priyat Hadar, the Torah says the word Rishon, by Lulav, so B'schus there will be Zeicha to see Mashiach. So that's why these three words HaRishon are coming. Therefore here the word HaRishon does not mean Meikara. Mashen came before by Bir Chometz, that the Pasuk says, Ach B'yayim HaRishon Tashbisu Svami B'techem, the first day get rid of the Chometz. It doesn't mean the first day of Pesach, but it rather means Meikara. The day before Pesach, on Erev Pesach, that's when you have to get rid of the chametz. Rabbi Rami Meihocha, Rabbi says another pshat. Again, that was the original shayla. How do we know that the inyan to get rid of the chametz is on Erev Pesach? The pasuk only says Ach b'yayim harishon tashbisu. So maybe it means the first day of Pesach you have to get rid of your chametz. What's the raya? The pasuk means Meikara the day before Erev Pesach. So Rabbi says another raya. Rabbi Meihocha, the pasuk says Loisishchat al chametz dam zivchi. Pasuk says, when you bring your carbon Pesach and make the shechita on Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to have chametz in your reshus. So you see clearly that the inyan to get rid of your chametz starts on Erev Pesach. If it's first going to start on Pesach, we know when we bring the carbon. We bring the carbon on Erev Pesach, we bring the carbon. So Bezoi, why does the Pasuk say, when you bring the carbon, don't have chametz? So the Pasuk is saying, Letishchat Pesach v'yadayin chametz kayin. The Pasuk is saying, Bizman yoshechten your carbon Pesach, which this man starts by Chatzos, after Chatzos, on Erev Pesach, from then you are not allowed to have chametz in your reshus. So the Hechruch, when the Pasuk says, Ach, b'yom harishon tashbisu, it has to mean Erev Pesach. It has to mean on Erev Pesach, that's when you can't have chametz in your reshus. For the Gemara v'yema, kol chad v'chad kishochet zman shchita, v'yema kol chad v'chad kishochet, maybe the Pasuk is just saying, when you bring a Korban Pesach, don't have chametz. So maybe there's no Aveiro that after Chatzos you can't have chametz. If you want to bring a Korban Pesach 5 o'clock in the afternoon, maybe that's when you can't have chametz. But the Torah is saying whenever you bring a Korban Pesach, at that time you can't have chametz in your shoes. So how do we know to say B'davka after Chatzos, Midiraisa, you're not allowed to have chametz in your shoes? Maybe no. Maybe if you want to bring a Korban 5 o'clock in the afternoon, you're allowed to have it till then. And for the Gemara, Zman Shchitam Rachmona. Like Rashi says, not Mestava, the Torah gives different Zmanim. For him, he has to get rid of the Chametz 2 o'clock. He has to get rid of 2:30. Him, 4. No, the Torah says one Zman. The Torah says Zman Shchit, like it's like plug. At by Efta Chatzos, that's the Zman when you are allowed to bring a Korban Pesach. The Torah says, Leisishchat al Chametz. Don't have Chametz in Yishus anymore. So Behechu, Pshan, the Pasuk of Ach B'Yom Rishon Tashbisu has to mean on Erev Pesach, make the Bimakai and the Mitzvahs Tashbisu, get rid of your chametz. Tomorrow, Tanya Nami Yoch, you have a rival like this also. The Pasuk says, Ach B'Yom Rishon Tashbisu Some Batechim. The Pasuk says, the first day, that's when you have to get rid of your chametz. Is Me'er of Yom Tif. Pshat from the Pasuk is, it doesn't mean B'Yom Rishon the first day of Pesach, but it means on Erev Pesach. Maybe not like that. Maybe the pasuk means mamish the first day of Pesach. That's when you have to get rid of your chametz. Talmud loy have a ray from another pasuk. The pasuk says loisishchat al chametz dam zivchi. Don't shecht your korban Pesach when you still have chametz. That means loisishchat esa Pesach v'yadayin chametz kaim. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. That's why Rabbi Yishmael learns out this drasha. So like we just said, that since the Torah says when you bring your korban Pesach, you should not have chametz in your rishus. And you bring the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, so it's a clear raya that when the Pasuk says, Ach, b'yom harishon tashbisu, b'yom harishon here means on Erev Pesach. On Erev Pesach, the day before Pesach, that's when you have to get rid of your chametz. We have the Akiva Roimer, Akiva has another limud. We have the Akiva Roimer, ain't it tzorich. I don't need the second Pasuk of Loisishchat Achomez Dav Zivchi. I don't need a second Pasuk to tell me this. Now I know it's from the first Pasuk. Harei Roimer, the Pasuk says, Ach, b'yom harishon tashbisu some b'techem. The pasuk says on the first day, that's when you should get rid of your chametz. Now we don't know what the first day means. So the Kiva says, yes, I know what it means. Uksiv, another pasuk says, ko malacha loisasu. You're not allowed to do malachis on Yom Tif. Now, the Pashup Shahid learning tashbisu means you have to burn the chametz. Now, if you tell me, b'yom harishon means on Pesach, how can you burn chametz on Pesach? It's an aveira. One of the Lama Tes Malachas is Havara. So since the Pasuk is saying, Ach, b'yom harishon tashbisum, you have to burn your chametz on the first day cannot mean Pesach. Because on Pesach it's also to burn chametz. It's one of the Lama Tes Malachas. So that's the Bekivas Rayam, that when the Pasuk says, Ach, b'yom harishon here means Erev Pesach. On Erev Pesach, then you are allowed to do Malachas. That's when there's a mitzvah to burn the chametz. We have the Yoisi Yoimer and the Tzorach. The Yoisi has another Raya. We don't need this Raya. A different one. Harei Yoimer, the Pasuk says, Ach, b'yoimer rishon tashbisu some b'techem. Me'erev Yom Tif. He says clearly this means Erev Yom Tif. For the Gemara Yaini, how do you know that? Maybe not. Ela b'yom tif. Maybe the Pasuk means on Pesach, that's when you have to destroy the chametz. Talmud Loimer, we have Yoisi Yoz, the Pasuk says, Ach, cholik. The Pasuk says, Ach, cholik, that the day is divided in half. Now, if it means on Pesach, how could you say half of Pesach you're allowed to have chametz, the first day and half not? Since the Pasuk is saying, Av Chol, there's a chilek, you have to say it means on Erev Pesach. That up until Chatzais, you're allowed to have chametz in your shus. Just after Chatzais on Erev Pesach, that's when it's also to have chametz in your shus. That's the way Rabbi Yossi dashes. Now, the Yom Tevat, if it means Yom Tevat, Smoy Pesach itself, Mi Shari. Are you allowed to have chametz in your house on the beginning of Pesach? You could tell me the first day of Pesach, up until Chatzos, you're allowed to have chametz in your house. Is that true? Like we had before. The Torah is makish to Inyan to get rid of your chametz from the same time when you're not allowed to eat chametz. Now, when you're not allowed to eat chametz, the achilas chametz, achilas matzah. And the Torah is a hekish that you're not allowed to eat chametz the same time there's a mitzvah to eat matzah. And when is the mitzvah to eat matzah? Balaylon. You see clearly, you're not allowed to have chametz in your shoes, v'alayel Pesach. So, maybe when the Pasuk says, Ach b'yom harishon, that Ach means cholik, half a day yes, half a day means no, you can't say it means on Pesach itself. Because Pesach itself, treat to the whole day, you can't have chametz. Elamai, Ach b'yom harishon has to mean Erev Pesach. Like we old, Erev Pesach, up until Chatzos, me the right for you allowed to have chametz, and from Chatzos, we are the Omar Rava, Rava says now, from Rabbi Kiva's Limud, Shema Minim, Rabbi Kiva Tlas. From Rabbi Kiva's Limud, we hear three big